county commissioners say they need more time to review three proposals submitted by developers for the redevelopment of Brooklyn Village, a former African-American neighborhood in Uptown. The design plans were presented to commissioners at a meeting on Thursday. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Two of the proposals included plans for more than 1,000 residential units with about 10% set aside for affordable housing. They also included a hotel, retail, and office space and a small park. County commissioners said these were more in line with their objectives than a third plan, which consisted mainly of residential units with 19% affordable housing. Some commissioners raised questions about the housing being predominantly rentals with affordable units in one plan placed near the noisy interstate. Commissioner Ella Scarborough says she wants Brooklyn redeveloped where people of all incomes can live there.
When we revitalized Cherry, for instance, and we did Wilmore, we priced the people who had the places out.
Other commissioners were concerned that the designs looked like the abundance of mixed-use department developments already being built in the city. Commission Chair Trevor Fuller says he favors a more family-oriented residential community.
You know, there are some native Charlottesians who lived there. They remember what it was like. Would they say that having a big hotel and a big apartment building and an office building, whether does that evoke what they remember of that neighborhood?
Brooklyn Village was a diverse income African-American community before it was raised as part of the urban renewal trend that swept the country in the 1960s. One building that stands there today is the NASCAR Hall of Fame. One of the plans presented included a cultural center to preserve the community's history. Frank Manigo, who grew up in Brooklyn in a single-family home, says he's glad commissioners did not vote on the plan today because...
Well, I would like to see more of it correspond as close as possible to some of the buildings that were in Brooklyn versus the modern scripted type building that we have all over the place. And it should not duplicate, but at least make it resemble what we had in Brooklyn.
Commissioners say a second meeting on the designs is needed because they have many unanswered questions and want to make sure the developers can deliver on their promises, unlike some who have not in the past. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.